Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
It's the Business Connection on KRDO News Radio. I'm Dan Cochelle. It's a pleasure to go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with a dear friend, Tiffany Locknett, who's joining us right now. She is with the Colorado Home Team. And Tiffany Locknett, the Colorado Home Team, it sounds like a baseball team that actually wins.
Yeah, there we go. We do our best, right?
Now, you're part of the Colorado Home Team Keller Williams premiere. This is a name that's been recognized in Colorado Springs for quite some time. Give us a little bit of background and how you came to be one of the top premier sellers in Colorado Springs.
Well, I'll be honest with you, actually, I've been in business for about 18 years, and we've been known as the Tiffany Home Team for quite a while. And about 60 days ago, I merged with another top producing team in town, which is the Artisan Group, and we formed the newly named Colorado Home Team, but we've been in business here for about 19 years.
Well, and by forming that name, what do you want to get across to people that come across that name? I mean, home speaks for itself, but if you want people to understand what's going on as far as the real estate market is concerned, what was the idea of coming up with Colorado Home Team?
So we have expanded our services to our clients to incorporate everything regarding their home. So we handle property management, we handle home loans, we handle maintenance, we help with getting people to get homes fixed up. So we are more centric than just the real estate transaction. It's sort of a lifelong relationship that we build with our clients so that anything they need relating to their home, we can help them take care of it.
Well, give us a market update, so to speak, on what the market is like in Colorado Springs and whether it's a seller or buyer, why they should get into the market now.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been an interesting couple of years coming out of the seven hottest years we've seen in real estate in the history of Colorado Springs. We had some things happen with interest rates intentionally to kind of try to slow things down because things here have been moving so fast and affordability was starting to become a challenge. So over the course of the last 2 years, we've seen a substantial slowdown in the market because we had a pretty significant rise in interest rates. What we didn't see is price reductions. So we've sort of reached a place where we have a really low level of inventory. We have rising interest rates or had rising interest rates, but we aren't seeing a lot of movement in the home prices. So I think the federal charge to go out and crash the housing market has been unsuccessful. So as we're starting to see interest rates come down again and seeing a little bit of retraction, it's still volatile from week to week. As soon as we see relief in rates, we see the buyer market start flying back and we're starting to see people list homes again. So things are starting to normalize and they're getting a little bit more balanced week to week, depending on your location and depending on your price point. It's still a pretty solid seller's market, but on the buy side, things are way easier than they were a few years ago. So you may be competing with one or two offers. You're not having to go in and give up your firstborn child and all the money you have in your bank to get under contract.
It is really interesting. And, you know, here it is 2024. Where is the market heading? So that's the big $64,000 question.
You know, I have never seen a market like this in the 19 years I've been in the business. And I've been through a couple different corrections, a pretty significant foreclosure crisis when we had a massive increase in inventory. And I think what we're seeing is that people still believe in real estate and they want to keep their money there. And we have so many people that have amazing interest rates that they're just not going to give those up unless they have to. So I think, you know, it is 100% driven by interest rates. When interest rates go up, we see transactions go down, but not pricing. And when we see interest rates go down, we see transactions go up. So I think we're sort of having to just deal with the fact that we've got a little bit more challenges going into transactions with affordability. But, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, we had 17 and 18% interest. And so the real estate community and the lending community is just getting more creative in how we get people into affordable loans.
It's kind of interesting, too, that Colorado Springs is number sixth in the top 10 markets for Gen Z home buying. That's a market that's out there, but is it hard to market to that specific demo?
You know, not. It's interesting to watch the different demographics and watch these different generations go through this process because this new generation coming in, they're a little bit more methodical and they're a little bit more patient. So working with them and having a longer term relationship with them, hence part of the reason why we have, you know, the all encompassing home team, is that we're not just here to sell you a house or get your home sold, which is, if you're, you know, in your early 20s and you're wanting to prep for your first home, we may work with somebody for 12 or 18 or 24 months to help get them into a really good position so that they're solid buying. And that's one of the reasons we don't have a lot of inventory coming, is we don't have a lot of very visible distress in our real estate market right now. We don't have an abundance of foreclosures or an abundance of defaults that at least that we can see. So video, changing our marketing, changing our messages more to let us help, you know, hold your hand and help you through this process, is how we're connecting with this new generation.
And it's interesting. What are the things that you guide them through in that time period? You mentioned over a year in some cases for these individuals. What do they personally have to do? Is that getting their credit scores up, paying off some of the debt? What are some of the things that they face?
You know, I think it's an overall investment strategy and overall financial strategy, which, you know, makes me feel good about it, because we've had so many years where people just dove in headfirst and weren't worried about, you know, the financial ramifications of what they were getting themselves into. And then you look back in the early 2000s up to 2008, when people could get a loan just by, you know, fogging a mirror and say they make money. This is good to see them prepping. So savings, credit scores really have been okay, but there a lot of people are living at home, saving money up so that they can get into a house that they really, you know, are comfortable in and have a reasonable down payment, and they're more prepped. It's almost going back to the original days of buying a home with, you know, your 20% cash down and people living there for 10 years. So just a lot of it, saving money, maybe helping them find a side gig to make a little bit of extra money week to week so that they can get themselves in a position financially so they can be a solid buyer.
We're visiting with Tiffany Lochned, the real estate team leader with the Colorado Home Team, and you can get a hold of her by writing down this email address, tiffany@thecoloradohometeam.com. I want to talk about two things, and we'll separate them. What are the disadvantages of maybe moving now? Let's talk about those disadvantages.
You know, I think rates are high. I mean, they're higher than what we've been used to. So without having a significant slide in property values, you're going to be looking down the barrel of a significantly higher house payment than you may have 5 or 6 years ago. So if you had bought a house 2 or 3 years ago and you're at a really low rate and you're kind of growing at the seams and need a bigger place, it's going to be a little challenging to get a payment that's going to match what payment you have right now. There's ways to navigate that. It might take a little bit of patience and a little bit of time to try to figure out how to make the numbers work and move things around. But I would say that's probably one of the disadvantages. And obviously inflation is still affecting everybody. So cost of all things, including building and moving and home improvements, all those things are still really being felt for people. So patience, and reach out to somebody early in the process that can help you kind of get ready so you can see exactly what the numbers are going to look like, especially because as we see rates come down, I think we're going to see some slipping later this year. Be ready to go when those rates come down, because the rate is almost more important than the price of the home is at the end of the day.
I like it. And then the other side of the ledger, the advantages of possibly moving now.
You know, some of the advantages is, you know, eventually rates are going to retract and you can always refinance. And right now we're having a lot less competition in the buyer world than we had in the years past. On the listing side of things, you've got the ability, if you want to move from one house to another one, that you can slow that process down and make a double move work, where the last 3 or 4 years when things were so hot, it was really challenging to time when you get your house sold because you don't want to sell and have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's becoming a little more balanced is a little bit more of a win-win, and it's a little bit less chaotic for the process.
I like it. What is a phone number we can reach you, and give us that website again?
So the website is thecoloradohometeam.com, and you can reach me directly at 719-278-HELP, and that's H-E-L-P.
Okay, excellent. The Colorado Home Team, Keller Williams, Premier. You can visit the website again, coloradohometeam.com. She is the real estate team leader in Colorado Springs. Tiffany Lochned, a name that is synonymous with the real estate industry here in Colorado Springs. Tiffany, always a pleasure to visit with you. Any last word you want to give our listeners?
Nope. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. And if you're thinking about making a move, give us a call.
It is going to be spring right around the corner. And as we all know, springtime really, you know, makes people happy and they try to do new things. So Tiffany, thanks again for the time. We really appreciate it. All the best to you.
Thank you.